And Nicole, being Nicole, ended up deep in online news archives and in back rooms of university libraries, looked at all the microfiches, tried to get her hands on any and every archival black paper, from the Chicago Defender to the Detroit Tribune to the Washington Afro-American. And this is where she got the answer to her question, and then what? It was all in there. The drama, the details, the lives. Like this, from a 1938 paper.
I always remember the first thing I noticed is a woman in a bathing suit. And they're saying, like, pretty hot, eh? Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then on the side, they're talking about, you know, this baseball player that they'd run out of town because he'd been talking wild. And they're talking about voting. And then I keep flipping through and they're talking about dating. And they're talking about people are giving one another advice.
The paper had an advice column. It was called the Court of Afro Relations.
And they have like a picture of a judge. And so you write in and then the judge tells you, like gives you advice for how you should handle it. And so there is a woman and she is married and her sister is in town and her sister is seeing a married man.
Okay.
I might be conflating two stories, but there was some type of confrontation at church between the mistress and the wife and it involved an umbrella.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. An umbrella at church.
At church, at like a love triangle. And there was another one where it was, this guy wanted to marry this girl, but she like loved to spend money and she like likes the fancier things in life. And he's like, oh my gosh, like, what should I do? And they were just like, she needs to get it together. Why is she spending all that money? And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what they were doing when they went home.
Almost every country everywhere has argued about its history at some point. We are certainly in one of those moments right now. A couple of months after Trump entered office, he issued an executive order called Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. The order basically says, stop disparaging America. Focus on its achievements, its greatness. Or, as I read it, just get rid of all the mess. So like George Washington, he's great. But maybe don't mention the black people he enslaved. Personally, I want to know about that kind of mess. Not just the fact that Washington enslaved black people. I want to know who those people were and the details of their lives. I want to know about all of our ancestors' mess. So that's what we're going to do today. And there's no one I'd rather do this with than Nicole Hill. Detail hunter, amateur historian, renowned gossip. She is going to take us inside a very big American life. A man who became one of the most famous people in the world, and then, all of a sudden, was not. This story is hilarious and moving, and it is very messy. Stay with us.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Coming up after This American Life today, join Destiny for Classics by Request. Your main request this week, music about the moon. We'll hear Moonlight Sonata and Moon River on the violin. Classics by Request at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Mostly cloudy skies. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Topeka, 68 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's This American Life, Act One, the Was It.